Thank you, Mr. Vice President. India supports efforts of OHCHR in capacity building and technical assistance for promotion and protection of human rights. The founding resolution of the Council, its institution building package, as well as the Vienna Declaration and Program of Action clearly mandate that any technical assistance rendered to states should be upon their explicit request and should be aligned to their national objectives and priorities. Therefore, the Council and its mechanisms should continue to accord high priority to assisting the states in developing necessary institutions and capacities and skilling of the concerned individuals, stakeholders, and communities, thereby bringing positive changes at the grassroots level. Mr. Vice President, it is important that while rendering technical assistance and capacity building, priority should be accorded to implementation of accepted UPR recommendations. A positive synergy between the country concerned and efforts by OHCHR would have a meaningful impact on the ground and also create a relationship of trust with international institutions. The sanctity of this agenda item should be maintained, and its misuse or politicization under any pretext must be avoided. The primacy of the state's role in the decision-making and promotion and protection of human rights and fundamental freedoms should be fully respected. Mr. Vice President, India remains committed to supporting the efforts of OHCHR on technical assistance and capacity building. We have been a consistent supporter through regular contributions under the UN Voluntary Trust Fund for Technical Cooperation in the field of human rights, as well as to the UN Trust Fund for Financial and Technical Assistance for the implementation of the UPR. I thank you, Mr. President.